The Washington Supreme Court has ruled that a former prison inmate turned honors law school graduate can sit for the bar exam. The surprise decision late Thursday came after a morning hearing in the unusual case. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It's not every day that a former bank robber turned lawyer represents a former drug addict who's trying to become a lawyer. Yet that was the scene inside the Washington Supreme Court as the justices took up the case of Tara Simmons.
Good morning, and may it please the court.
Simmons' lawyer, Sean Hopwood, is a Georgetown law professor who was recently featured on 60 Minutes. That's because in the late 1990s, he robbed banks in Nebraska. Hopwood got a second chance, and now he was asking the justices to give Simmons a second chance, too.
It is undisputed here that all of her prior misconduct, the crimes, the incarceration, and the bankruptcies, all resulted from untreated trauma and drug addiction.
Tara Simmons graduated with honors from Seattle University Law School earlier this year. She became the first law school graduate from Washington State to receive the prestigious Skadden Fellowship, and Governor Jay Inslee has appointed her to two task forces. The lawyer for the Bar Association, Jean McElroy, acknowledged Simmons' accomplishments in this exchange with Justice Stephen Gonzalez.
She is very clearly on the right trajectory.
You'd agree it's remarkable.
It is remarkable, and the board acknowledged that as well in making its findings.
But McElroy said Simmons had not been completely forthcoming about her past drug abuse and her juvenile criminal record. Afterwards, on the steps of the Temple of Justice, Simmons said she hopes her case creates a clear path for people like herself to become practicing lawyers in Washington.
I know that I take with me a lot of people who are yearning for that hope of a second chance.
Later in the day, Simmons got that second chance. The Supreme Court issued a same-day order that she be allowed to take the bar exam. It's the first time in more than 30 years that the Washington Supreme Court has issued a public ruling involving the character and fitness of someone trying to become a lawyer. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.